podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Dom, I heard you talking about the woman who has been on more than 100 first dates and didn't have a second date with any of them. Do you remember that story? It was a couple of weeks ago. It was some woman who was like 140 first dates. And it wasn't that she was trying to do that. She just couldn't find anybody that she would give a second date to.
She might be a little bit picky.
That's what Sarah said. She goes, she was just really, really picky.
There you go.
And then Sarah writes, it kind of made me feel better because I keep having first dates that don't pan out. I met a guy last week for coffee and he kept talking to the people at the table next to us. Then when they left, he talked a little more to me. Then another couple sat down next to us and he started talking to them. When we were leaving, he said he'd had fun and wanted to know if I'd like to do dinner the next time. I politely told him there wouldn't be a second time. Sarah writes, I don't want to think I'm too picky, but I won't do a second date if the first one isn't good. Dom, you're single. Don't you agree? And that is Sarah.
You kind of hear about this all the time. People that just go on one date.
Yeah.
And then it's done. You're kind of like, why? What happened?
I've had a handful of people who have preached to me that you can't judge too much on a first date because a lot of times you... Well, first of all, we've agreed that you're never yourself on a first date anyway.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's nerves. Sometimes you just want to put on a good face. You know, it is a job interview.
Yes, it is.
Right? It's a first date is a job interview.
Trying to say all the right things.
So you're not necessarily yourself on a first date. But at the same time, there are definitely things that you pick up on a first date that would make you turn down the idea of a second.
He's an open mouth chewer.
Right.
Get me out.
And so we thought we would have some fun here on a Monday morning and talk about, we're calling this segment, Why No Second Date? And we would love to know what you have experienced on a first date that convinced you there should not be a second.
Yes, because I think everybody has that story.
Yeah.
Of why.
We used to, back in the day, we would set people up on our show. And then we kind of learned the hard way that that's not necessarily a good thing for a morning show to do. But I remember some of the stories we would follow up with people. And my all-time favorite was the woman where we gave him a dinner certificate to go out to dinner. So all he had to do was pick her up, take her there. We paid for dinner, and then he could take her home. And when we talked to her afterwards, she goes, he had me pay for parking.
Oh, come on, man.
Because he didn't have any cash on him. And it was a place that only did cash. And he like turned to her. He says, can you pay for parking? That was our first date.
They didn't give me a gift card for parking.
Yeah. So if we asked you, why no second date?
These are great calls.
So
pretty funny.
What happened on the first date that told you there would not be a second? Here's Jen. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, guys.
So what was it that like ruled out date number two?
Well, Dom, you said it perfectly when nobody's really themselves on the first date. Well, this guy really wanted to be himself, so he didn't want to hide who he was, so he elected to tell me that he was wearing women's underwear.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. He said if he didn't think it would have scared me off, he would have worn the high heels too, but he thought it was a bit much for a first date.
Well, he was just being free with himself.
He was just being himself.
Yeah.
Just not what I was looking for. So we enjoyed a nice dinner, but there was no second date.
Oh, darn it.
Were you a little curious to see the underwear, though?
Style, cut, color.
Just compare?
No.
I hear they're comfortable.
He might have turned you on to something that would have, like, rocked your world.
He might have looked
great.
You're
right. Maybe if I was a little more open-minded, he would have gotten a second date.
See?
What if they were the same ones you were wearing?
Oh, God.
Twinsies!
You know, when you have to call ahead to make sure they're not wearing the same thing you are.
Black lace? Oh, all right.
Embarrassing that would have been. We wore the same panties.
The same panties. Oh, it's a woman who said panties! Hey! I'm in heaven!
Hubba hubba.
I was told I'm not supposed to use the P word. Jen, have a great day, okay?
Thanks, guys. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
Funny.
Here comes Debbie. Good morning, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
We're wonderful. So what happened on the first date?
Oh, my gosh. So I met this guy at a Perkins. And
Wait.
Problem number one.
You think you're just going to like let that slide past us?
I know.
Wait, but you met him? So in other words, you were working there or just...
No. I decided I didn't want to meet him, you know, somewhere.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you said, okay, we'll hook up at the Perkins.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
So we go in there and we sit down, and the waiter comes over and asks us what we want to drink. And so he, you know, he asked for a glass of water, but he asked for no ice in it. And so, you know, I get mine and whatever. And the waiter comes back and there's ice in his water. So instead of asking for another one politely or whatever, he just puts his hands in the glass of water and scoops out all the ice, throws it underneath the table.
Okay.
And whips out a packet of Metamucil out of his pocket.
Oh, that is hot. That is so hot.
I'm like, could you not have figured out another time to do that?
So he used his date with you to get his fiber.
That's right, his daily fiber. Yeah.
Pretty a little
bad.
Backed up, you know?
So are you telling me that Metamucil was such a turnoff you wouldn't go out with him again?
No, because he just had no manners. I don't know.
You wouldn't want to take him back to your place that night, I'll tell you that much.
No, not at all.
Light a candle. Yeah. Debbie, yeah. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. If you were trying to get in earlier and the lines were busy, some lines have opened up, so give us a call. Here's Magda. Magda, welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
So why was there no second date?
So we were supposed to have a coffee date at 2 p.m.
Yeah.
So I went there, and this guy shows up straight from his bike ride wearing his obviously workout clothes, and he was all sweaty, and he was smiling at me. Oh, I just came from straight from my bike ride. I'm like, really?
Hmm.
You should know better, right? You should show your best on your first date. You don't just show up like that.
Well, I guess he was trying to, you know, look, we've had some fun on this show talking about how every woman who fills out a profile on a dating site always mentions that she likes to hike and do things outdoors. So maybe he figured he was getting a jump start showing you what an outdoorsy guy he was.
Yeah, right. No, that wasn't the case. He was just too lazy to go and put himself together.
That's fair enough. Listen, thanks for being on the show. Have a fun day.
Thank you, too. Bye.
Appreciate you calling. Here comes Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
All right. You got a first date, but you didn't have a second. Why not?
We sat down for coffee, and he told me that his job is to watch porn all day long and edit it for cable television.
I got to tell you something funny. We used to have a guy who worked here at the station a few years ago, and that was his previous job also.
Yes.
Really?
He had to, like, write the description, like, on the back of the movies when it was, like, movies all the time of what was involved.
His job was to watch pornography and then write, like, a little review / mini description of what. And I always used to give him a hard time. I was like, really? A description? A description of a porn movie?
Right. I don't think there's anything wrong with someone watching porn, but all day long, it's like, how do you even compete with that? And, you know, I feel like your mind has got to be skewed a little bit after doing that all day.
Are you a little afraid that you couldn't, like, measure up to the what was going on the screen?
Well, I mean, that really doesn't reflect real life, you know.
Right. It's fun. Listen, thanks for being on the show. We appreciate your call.
You're welcome.
Take care. And we're talking about lots of first dates. And what is it that kept you from having a second date? Jen says she has a question for me. What's your question?
So, Dom, we're all sharing our failed first dates, but from one single to another, surely you have a failed first date you can share with us.
I like to think that I'm a pretty good judge of people, and so that I can at least get two or three dates in. But I will tell you my two favorite one-and-done experiences. One of them is not that exciting, but it was somebody who made it a point. She criticized everything about me and where everything on the first date. We pulled up next to each other, and she made some sort of snide comment about my car. She made some sort of comment about what I was wearing. She made a comment about what I ordered. She said something about how all radio people are just players and they're just trying to sleep with as many women as they can and blah, 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 blah.
Well, she had a point with that one.
Well, I didn't argue that one. But so there was that. That was one failed first date. But the one that is my all-time favorite was from many years ago. And it was somebody that I had kind of struck up a relationship with through, I think it was through email. Because we had met somewhere. We were like met at a party or something like that. We talked, blah, blah, blah. And then when we finally, about a month later, got together and went to dinner, she informed me then that she was married.
Oh, no.
And that she did that kind of thing all the time and that her husband was okay with it and blah, blah, blah. And
what do you say to that?
Wow.
That's no good.
My place or yours?
Yeah, let's go to my place.
I'm not going to, look, let me be brutally honest. I mean, the thought went through my head. I mean, she's a stunningly beautiful woman. And so the thought went through my head is like, oh my God, her husband gives her permission to do this.
Then so
I
you're thought, like, just this once.
But then I thought, I can't do that.
Yeah.
That's good not, man, Dom.
I just can't do that. So I wished her well. And we finished our dinner. I mean, we had a great dinner and stuff like that. Yeah. Gave her a hug and went on our merry ways. But those are mine, Jen.
Interesting. Mm. See, we've all got failed first dates.
Well, we all do. That's right.
Yeah. Well, hey, Dom, if you're interested in another failed first date, you can get down my number.
Yeah, Dom, do it!
Shut up, Jen.
Do
After
it.
After all, I do use the word panties. It's already something in common.
Put her on hold. I'll get her number for you.
You're a funny girl. Jen, take care, okay?
Have a good day, guys.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye.
Look at that. Getting hit on the radio.
Settle down, Jen.
Woo!
The thing about panties, just for you wondering what she's talking about, we just referenced that a few minutes ago. A lot of women have told us on the show that we're not allowed to say that word. We have to call it underwear.
Why?
Why?
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.